Hello, my name is Joss Ivory. I'm the HR director at the University of York, and I'd like to just talk to you briefly about digital skills and digital culture. If you're as old as I am, you'll remember perhaps a time where work was very different, where there was perhaps one person who had access to a computer. Other people perhaps would draw diagrams, handwrite things for someone else to type. That's a very long time ago. The world of work has changed phenomenally since that. And we are now, if you like, self-service with digital. We are all given access to technology. We're given access to really up-to-date tools. We're given access to training. And we're expected to use it. And that is very much the direction of travel, but with some really important things that I'd like you to take on board, which is around how we support you with that. So the digital skills framework is really there to help you. It's been put together by people who know a lot more about this kind of thing than I do, but it's very much there as a tool for you to have a look at and to think about what you can do, how you can help others, but where you also might need help. So I'd just like to take you through perhaps a little bit of context. I mean, the world of work, as we know it now, is very much about using digital platforms for communicating, collaborating, innovating. I mean, I know, can remember, for example, where you would go for a meeting and somebody would be in there using shorthand perhaps to type up some minutes later. Now people are editing documents on a Google Share and everyone can share that and share the experience and the important outputs from those meetings. So that kind of collaboration in the moment, rather than waiting for someone to go away, type up the minutes and see it in 2-3 months' time, that's long gone. We're now expected to be part of the experience, own the experience, share the experience, innovate as part of it, using technology to help us do that. Also, in terms of learning and development, you can't beat the face-to-face classroom-type delivery, workshop-type learning, action learning. But also, increasingly, we are using online learning to supplement that. And there are some really good online platforms that we use as part of our learning and development offer. So don't be afraid of those things. Even if there's a test at the end, it's possible to go back and have a look at where you've gone wrong and do it again. So it's not an examination where there's a pass or fail. It's there to help you learn. So we're increasingly using technology as part of our learning and development offer to our staff. And with that brings huge opportunities. The opportunity to train larger numbers of people in perhaps more innovative ways is all possible through digital platforms. The world of work is changing, as we know. The latest thinking that I've been reading about is that there's an estimate that about 35% of current jobs in, I think probably whether it's nationally or in the world, it was actually a British report, but 35% of current jobs won't exist as they are now. And many primary school children will end up working in jobs that just don't even exist, things we can't even imagine now. And such is the pace of change. And we want to be part of that. We don't want to get left behind, and we don't want you to get left behind either. It's important that we use technology to help us with our work and to not be afraid of it. So the digital culture is all about how we can help our staff go on this journey together. So some things I'd just like to leave you with is to don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid if you think, I've asked someone this already and I still can't remember. Ask them again, because you will get there. You know, the help is there for you. Some people just get it. Technology is no longer the role of an IT professional. It's for all of us. And some people get it more easily than others. Some are willing to take a few more risks to go in and play with it. And some people are actually scared of it. And that's fine too, because we've got lots and lots of people and tools to help you with that. So what you can't do is put your head in the sand and think it's going to go away, because it's here and it's really exciting times. So please join this journey with us and be part of our digital culture. One thing, important thing to leave you with is about thinking about your well-being. Don't think that being digital and being connected means you've got to be 100% connected the whole time. Look after yourself the way you use your technology and find time to do the things that perhaps don't involve technology.